Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. The text for our meditation this morning is written for us in St. Luke chapter 23, reading verses 39 through 43. One of the criminals hanging there was blaspheming him, saying, "Aren't you the Christ? Save yourself and us." But the other criminal rebuked him. "Don't you fear God, since you are under the same condemnation? We are punished justly, for we are receiving what we deserve for what we have done. But this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come in your kingdom." Jesus said to him, "Amen, I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." So far our text, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we have gathered in your house once again to hear your holy word. We pray that you would strengthen our faith through it. Pour out your spirit upon us and make us more and more confident that Jesus is our Savior. And that when we close our eyes in death, we will be with you in paradise. To these ends, sanctify us through the truth. Your word is truth. Amen. In Jesus the Christ, dear fellow redeemed, I have a pretty good memory for faces. When I meet someone, even if I don't see them for quite a while, I'll remember that I've met them before. And being a pastor, you meet a lot of people, and so this has been, you might say, a good talent to have. But I wish I could remember names better. I don't know how many conversations I've been in. I've met this person before. I know it. And we're carrying on a conversation. And in my head, I'm just fearful. I'm fearful that they're going to ask me, "Do you remember me? Do you remember my name?" It's like, oh, no. Okay. So to sort of counterbalance that and to alleviate my fear, sometimes in a conversation, when I realize I've met the person before, I'll tell them, "Look, I know I've met you, but I am sorry, I do not remember your name." Being remembered is important to us. And not just our face, but our name. We want an intimacy in the relationships that we have. We want to be remembered. was it that motivated the criminal on the cross that day with Jesus when he said to Jesus, "Remember me when you come in your kingdom"? I propose that there's a lot packed into that request. First of all, did he really want Jesus to remember him? Matthew and Mark tell us that he, along with the other criminal, were insulting Jesus, hurling insults at him, as our text says, blaspheming him, not giving a sacred thing or God the reverence that he deserves. But somewhere in those hours on the cross, this man began to see Jesus differently and had a true change of heart, so that Luke records a very important detail. That at some point, while his fellow criminal is insulting Jesus, he rebukes that criminal and makes a personal confession about his own state, his own moral state. He said, "We're getting what our deeds deserve." Do you think when the criminal said, "Jesus, remember me when you come in your kingdom," he was thinking about those things? The actions of his hands that had caused him to be nailed to a cross, punished by the civil government? I doubt it. Do you think he was asking Jesus to remember the words that had come out of his mouth, blaspheming his Creator and Redeemer? No. That request, that plea, "Jesus, remember me," was actually a plea, "Please, Lord, forget what I've said and done." What do you want Jesus to remember of you? Or maybe more pointedly, what do you want him to forget? Here this morning, we've taken up words of praise to our God, but how have you used your mouth so far today? Have you taken the Lord's name in vain already? Have you made some crude joke to your friends? How have you insulted your Creator and your Redeemer? I know that I have many things in my past that I want Jesus to forget and remember them no more. I bet you're in the same position. And thankfully, that's exactly what Jesus does. In Jeremiah 31, God speaks of establishing a new covenant, and in that new covenant, God specifically says, "I will remember their sins no more." In the Psalms, it says, "As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us." God chooses not to remember your sins. God chooses to separate your sins from you so far that they are no longer your possession. But those sins had to go somewhere. Our God is a righteous God. He punishes iniquity. He's a perfect judge. No sin can go unpunished. So if God was going to take your sins away and separate them from you, if he was going to forget that they belong to you, they had to go somewhere. And that somewhere is Jesus. He bore our sins on his body, in his body, Peter tells us. And in doing so, what he was doing was taking your guilt, the guilt of this criminal, the guilt of the whole world, and hiding it in himself. He was separating it from you so God could forget that they belong to you. Because Jesus knew what he was doing, he could speak to that criminal who had done nothing to deserve God's grace and declare with all certainty, today when you die, you're going to be with me in paradise. Place where sin is no more. Not only forgotten by God, but totally removed. And so today, because of Christ's work, I can stand before you and tell you with all certainty that your sins are forgotten by God. You are forgiven. If today is the day that you meet your Savior, you will be with him in paradise. You can now live every day confident that God remembers you. In the struggles of our life, there are times when we just wonder, Lord, do you see what I'm going through? Do you see what's happening in my life? Have you forgotten me? And the answer is always no. I've not forgotten you. I'm right here with you, getting you safely to paradise. So live every day confident that God remembers not your sins, he remembers you. And he sent his son to die for you so that you can be with him in heaven forever. God bless you with a firm and strong faith that holds on to Jesus remembering you. To him be the glory, now and forever. Amen. Please stand for the blessing. And now may the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus until life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before your throne of grace, acknowledging that if we were to get what our deeds deserve, we would be separate from you forever. But we thank you that you sent Jesus to take away and hide our sins from your sight, so that you could graciously forgive us and take us to be with you one day in heaven forever. We pray that you would keep us strong in our faith. Pour out your Spirit upon us and increase our understanding of your will for our lives. And we pray that you would guard us from all of the temptations that Satan throws our way. Use us to carry out the work of your kingdom, that we would use our mouth to praise you for your great love and mercy to all people in Jesus. We pray in his name. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.